Okay, let's get started. So the Gemara and on Daf Ches, in the part of the Shakta Vatarya of the Gemara we had already seen last week about Shirai. So we had that Rav Yosef had his din, which in the Lishna Basra, that you need Shava Kesef has to be katzitz, just like Kesef itself is enumerated. You know, this is $1, this is $5, this is $10. So too, Shava Kesef has to be enumerated. So the Gemara asks the question, you know, where does Rabbi Yosef know this from? And the Gemara answers in the middle of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. First gives a proof. Connecting to Pidyon HaBen, and the Gemara explains, "Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Amin Allah, the Tanya Eikels Ela Pidyon Bni, Talas Ela Pidyon Bni, Lo Amar Lo Klum." So if you just say in a vague general sense, this Egel or this Talas is for Pidyon HaBen, that doesn't work. Yet the Brisa continues and says, "But Tal Zubachamish Slaim the Pidyon Bni Beno Padui." But if you specify the amount, then all of a sudden that would work. So, and the Gemara says, "Well, Hi Chay Dami, what is going on here? If it was a fraud, you represented it as 5 shekel and it wasn't, so then of course that's not going to work. That's ridiculous. Allah, that must be, Avagav de Shavi, even though it really was worth 5, but in the ratio it still did not count as Pidyon HaBen. Kam de lo kaitzi lo. So that's a proof, says Rabbi Yosef, that even if you're using Shavi Kesef, you still need to be kaitz. You need to enumerate exactly how much it is. It has to be quantifiable in terms of a specific amount. And this price is a proof. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof for Rabbi Yosef. Why? Liolam de lo shavi. Really, 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 we're talking about an egel or a talis that's not worth 5 slaim. So how could it be that when you say 5 slaim works? Ikigon de kabel kohen elave. Because the kohen is willing to accept it anyway. Kihad Rav Kahana shakel sudra mibe pidyon HaBen. That just like Rav Kahana would take a certain handkerchief for Pidyon HaBen, and people say, but it's not I, but the handkerchief is only worth 2 or 3 slime, how could you count that for Pidyon HaBen? We're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa here. It's not just a question of capitalism and economics, and my sale price for widgets is 5, and I'll take your handkerchief instead. That's easy. This is Pidyon HaBen. There's a din of 5 slime. How could Rav Kahana do that? So the Gemara explains, Amar lei lididi chazili chamesh slime. For me, this is worth 5 slaim. She explains, because he was a Rav, and there was his derech to wear a talis, and needed something on his head, so therefore for him, this was a premium above other people. So the Gemara qualifies that, and the Gemara says, okay, Amar Ravashi, lo amran ela kigon Rav Kahana de Gavar Rabahu. Well, that's not just incidental, that's important. It's only because he was this Gavar Rabah. Umi ba'alei sudra reisha, and he needed it. Aval kuliyama lo, but the average person, itaka wouldn't have worked. So that's the Gemara, and that's the first introduction that we have to this notion of relative or subjective, I guess you could say, value. Lididi shavili, which is really a fascinating idea, which incidentally relates to kiddushin, but it's really a much broader topic. So the question is two things. Really, one is, how does it work? What don't you have that Lididi Shavili gives you? Lididi Shaveli gives you. That's number one. And number two is, the maskana is a little bit vague. What is that Kigon Rav Kahana? What was the qualifier? Is that just a little bump in the road? Basically, Lididi Shavili works, but, you know, almost incidental? Or is that really putting the brakes on Lididi Shavili and limiting it very strongly? So these are the issues that the Rishonim kind of have in the back of their mind as they not only explain the Gemara, but try to understand more broadly the concept. So let's start with the Ritva. And I know it's a big Ritva, and some of you yesterday were talking about some of the continuation of the Ritva. What I really just wanted to focus on as kind of a springboard was really the first part of the Ritva. And I just want to read you the key lines. And the Ritva just points out that in this case, it was worth to him 5 slime, but it wasn't worth it to anybody else. So what do we see from that? Says the Ritva, the key line, v'shaminan mihacha. We learn from this, shehamocher chayfetz l'chaveiro, if you sell something to a person in the shuk, b'shis, you sell it to him for 6, u'b'shuk l'shavah l'chamisha. Really, 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 everyone else sells it for 5. and you have this markup to this one guy of 6. So the Gemara, so the Ritva says, Ilahai lokeach shavishi. So, but if this guy really wants that, for him it is worth 6. Ein bona. Because now we have no other halacha, right? We know that there is an element. It's complicated, and it's not our topic at all today. But there is an element of price control in a halacha, and that is of ona. You're not allowed to overcharge. So says the Ritva, even if in a case, I don't want to get bogged down in the numbers now, but even in a case where, if you just looked at the numbers, it would look like a violation of ona. But if you have a person who, for whatever reason, the Ritva doesn't really give any specifics, so maybe it doesn't matter what the reason is. If you have a person who really, really wants something, so we know what capital, right? That's what the market will, for the, sometimes there's a market of one, right? That's when you hit the payday as a mocher. When somebody really wants your house, it's worth it to them more than it's worth to somebody else. And someone really wants the last widget that you have, then it's worth more to them than it would be to the average person. So says the Ritva, if it's really worth 6 to a person, then that's not ona, even if numbers-wise, otherwise, and to another person, it would have been. Why? Ki hechi dechashvinan debasar di day azlinan. Says the Ritva, you see from this Gemara that we go by the person, which is really, again, without trying to get to digress, but in a nutshell, that's like a quote of capitalism. The market will bear. There's no such thing as objective value. It's what the market will bear. If this is what the Dolkeach is willing to pay, if that's what it's worth to him, then in fact, that's what it's worth. Because again, it's not just saying that a person is willing to overpay. That doesn't mean it's worth to him. It just means he's willing to overpay. Here, by the fact that we have a bar of Chamesh Slaim. The Gemara is saying you can get to that official standard or bar of Chamesh Slaim. That means that it is officially worth that much. So too, that has a halachic nafkamina. Because if it was just a question of business, and he comes back and says, "Hey, guess what? I got this sutra," and then in shul they say, oh, his buddy's asking, "Well, how much did you pay?" And then he says 6, and they say, "Oh, you overpaid." And then he goes, "No, what are you talking about? Do you know how important this is to me? Do you know what I'm gonna, the juice I'm gonna get, with my wife when I tell her I bought her this sutra?" So that's fine. That's why I was willing to pay it, but that doesn't make it actually worth it. That wouldn't be a raya. The fact that would work in dini mamonos wouldn't be a raya. In business, you can, but oh no, that's not subject. Oh no, now we're talking about a halakha category. Pidgin aben. If you can move, oh no, if you can move pidgin aben, then you're talking about something that's not just two people agreeing. We can agree that, the moon is made of cheese. This is not just two people agreeing. This is people agreement making a halakhic, reaching a halakhic bar, a halakhic standard. So that, the Ritva is teasing out. Not only the significance of the Gemara, he's broadening the discussion to show that this is really significant. But here the question is, and here I'll raise it now, and I'll try to get back to it, is what's the key word? I mean, he even really repeats it, but the Ritva, let's just put it this way, the Ritva is really focusing on, he uses the word a few times, shavius. It's the lo shavu elazeh, for him it is shaveh. Lididi shaveli. We're clearly talking about shavius. And apparently there is such a thing called subjective value, subjective shavius. Question is, A, is there anything else? And if you look at it, here's a dollar. So is that all it is? Is it only its value, or is there something else there? And number two is, if it really is subjective, if we really believe in subjective value, and the Ritva is willing to broaden it to onah, so then you have to ask yourself, what does Kagon Rav Kahana mean? So why was it only like Rav Kahana, Gavar Rabba? After all, in the Ona case that the Ritva applies it to, he doesn't limit it. Whoever needs that, that's what they want. For them, it's worth it. Well, why did you need a Rav Kahana then? Kagon Rav Kahana to Gavar Rabba. Unless the Ritva is implying that that's not really a break on it. It's just like an example. It wasn't a limitation as much as an example. So let's keep that in mind. Let's tease that out and keep that in the back of our mind. And let's turn to the Ran. The Ran is, to me, the other important Rishon.
How does the referee Kihadim on Rashi?
That's exactly the question I'm asking. That's exactly the question I'm asking. And it seems to me that he's reading it in a very soft way, not at a hard break. Only him, as much as, for example, him. Ravashi says Kagon Rav Kahana, doesn't he? Where is that? Why didn't
Oh,
yeah. I'm not sure. I didn't even.
We thought that was the second example of a Dama Rabba who overpaid Kosudras. It says it's not just Rav Kahana, it was just one.
Oh, so that works perfectly with this then.
Right.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I didn't realize what you meant. I'm sorry.
So the question was, is whether Maharavashi is an example of, like, he's not a Stam Gavra. I'm assuming he's a Stam. He's a Gavra Rabba. And therefore, it's not just a unique population of one who's overpaying for Sundar, but it's all Gavra Rabbas, for example, even Maharavashi.
Right, okay, that would work perfectly with this. Okay, let's see the Ran. The Ran is the other one who is important. If you had a chance, the Ran is both in the Ran itself on the back, but it's also in the Beis Yosef, which if you had a chance to take out the tour. So the Ran does two things that's important for us. Number one is the Ran is going to give us a definition or an explanation of Ravashi, or of Kahana, I should say even. And number two, in light of that, we're going to analyze the Rambam. So the Lashon, the way the Ran understood Kigon Rav Kahana wasn't that he's unique because he's a rabbi, as much as that he represents something. What does he represent, says the Ran? Darkol Hisyaker. He already has a pattern of overpaying. Darkol Hisyaker. It wasn't like completely out of context or out of nowhere that poof, a guy said, Lididi Shavili. Come on, you can't make that stuff up. That's a fake out. No, this wasn't just words. When Rav Kahana did it, it's because we know Darko Lehesiaker. So, on the one hand, there's a certain limitation in there. Not just anyone out of the clear blue can say Lididi Shavili. At the same time, there's nothing particularly unique about Rav Kahana as an individual, Rav Kahana as a rabbi, Rav Kahana as anything. It's just a dogma. What's the dogma? It's a dogma of a phenomenon. Somebody who we know has a pattern of paying more than everybody else. So if you give him that thing and he says Lididi Shavili, we say, yeah, you know it is because he always pays for it that way, of course. Now, in light of that, the Ran is very bothered, as are others, by the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, when he quotes the Salacha of Pidgin Aben, I don't know if anyone's ever had a Pidgin Aben where they didn't use silver coins. If you would say to the average person, so here, I have my tie, I'm going to give that to the Kohen. People would probably all screaming at you, what are you talking about? You're from? You don't know the Pidgin Aben, you silver coins? It's a Beferish or Gemara. It's a Beferish or Gemara, it's a Dinner Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Rambam. You can use Sheva Kesef for Pidgin Aben. But the interesting thing is that when the Rambam quotes that din in Bikurim and Perak Yud Aleph, the Rambam adds our Gemara's twist. Nasim lo klish eino Sheva b'shuk hay slime. Let's say you didn't just not give the coins. You were really cheap. You gave a very, off the rack tie or a scarf. It's not even worth the 5 slime. And yet, kiblu hakohen behe slime, which is the Rambam's paraphrasing of Lididi Shavili. He says it's worth it for me 5 slime. Hare b'no padoi, says the Rambam. The Rambam says it works. So comes along the Ran and he says, I don't understand what is going on. What happened to Ravashi Kigon Rav Kahana? The Gemara seemed to throw a monkey wrench. The Gemara had a limitation. The Gemara put a brake on it. We know that Rav Kahana was Shakal Sudra. We know that. But then the Gemara says, no, only Rav Kahana. So the Ran doesn't understand what is going on. Now, the way the Ran asked the question is, he uses his own Shitoso. He says, well, shouldn't the Rambam have said, only people who are Darko Lehis Yaker? Okay, it's not only Rav Kahana, but it's anyone who also has a pattern of overpaying for something. And yet the Rambam does not mention any limitation. Okay, so maybe the Rambam has a different definition of Rav Kahana. Okay, so tell me that. The Rambam doesn't do anything. The Rambam just seems to say any Kohen can do anything he wants. Really? What a chiddush. So, Harav Yosef Karo, both in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Bikurim, and in the Beis Yosef, he gives the following explanation. I know that you told me you thought it was dachuk, But as I've said to you probably in various contexts, either in this year or in the Shabbos year, sometimes what's dochuk or what's pashut is a function of circumstances. So if you really feel like behind the eight ball, you have no answer, so even a dochuk answer is a good answer. That doesn't mean we have to like it, but you see that the Beis Yosef really felt that this is like a dead to rights question, which is really the Ram, like leaves the Rambam, you know. So says the Beis Yosef. I'm just reading from the Lashon of Beis Yosef, but it's also in the Kesef Mishnah. V'li nira, the Sofer HaRambam, the Kol Shehu Shaveh HaSlaim, L'Shum Adam, Afol Pisha L'Koin, Azeh Eino Shaveh HaSlaim, Yochel L'Kabla BeHaSlaim. A tremendous chiddush, both in terms of Perish HaMilim in the Gemara, and in terms of the concept of trying to understand value in Halacha. So first of all, says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam read the Gemara, Kigon Rav Kahana. Everything else after that, particularly the Gavra Rabba line, is either irrelevant or misdirection. That's what's talking about, admittedly. But he says, that's not important. That's just like, you know, sometimes I say more, you know, my wife sometimes will, like if I'm telling a story, she'll say, you're adding too much detail. They don't need to know all that. So the Gemara is making a more colorful story, getting you all the details of Kahana. You might have been wondering, well, why would Rav Kahana overpay? You know, Rabbanim, you know, supposed to be careful with their money. Oh, because he was a Gavra Rabba and he needed it. But that wasn't halakhically relevant. That's just extra filler in the story. The only thing that's relevant is that there is a Rav Kahana. There is somebody. So that's number one. That's the Chiddush, which again may or may not be dachuk. I'll leave it to each person to judge themselves. That's how he reads the Gemara. Rav Kahana could have been you, could have been me, could be anybody. It's not unique that he's Rav Kahana. It's not unique that he's a Gavra Rabba. It just is an example. Now, why does that matter? Step two of understanding the Beis Yosef. What's his Chiddush conceptually? That in order for Ledidi Shavali to be legitimate, it has to be that you're not the only Meshuggah in the world. There has to be somebody else who also agrees that this is really worth six. So as long as there's someone else, Shum Adam, said the Beis Yosef, who also feels that way, then everyone else, the rest of us, have a right at any time and place to say, also me, the Didi, parentheses, Gam, Shavali. Now if I'm the only person, no person has a right to subjectively create value when there isn't. But once you already know that there are people who've been paying and overpaying, so then that even, I can always overpay myself, but that's not enough. The fact that there's someone else who also is willing to overpay, that allows it to have some tokef to move the bar even where there's a halachic standard called Chamesh Loim. So that's the Chiddush. So as opposed to the Ran who holds of this Darko Lesyaker, we don't care about other people. We care about you. Do you have a pattern? It says Beis Yosef, B'das the Rambam. You know, what it means is that, you know, that we need some kind of a market. And in this case, a market of one other person, or one other person establishes that it's not completely subjective, that there is also a little bit of a market. That's the Chiddush of the Beis Yosef. Now, without trying to argue it is the right shot in the Rambam, it's not the right shot in the Rambam. It's the right reading of the Gemara, it's not reading the Gemara. What I wanted you to see and bring your attention to is the Gra. The Gra, working off of this Beis Yosef, says, I have a proof. Even though Yaakov thinks it's Dachuk, in this Gemara, the Gra says, I have a Raya. The Raya is a Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara there speaks about being a Kaddish woman with summoning a Tamra, a date, which is not worth a Shavapruta. And yet, the Gemara there says, Chayshinan l'kiddushin, it's a suffic kiddushin, which according to the Ran himself, and the Rambam, is a real bona fide suffic da'oraisa, not just a chumamid or a bonum. It's a real suffic kiddushin. Why? It's not worth a shava pruta. It's the first mission in kiddushin. You need a pruta. Says the Gemara, Chayshinan shava pruta b'madai. Maybe there's some far off place where this particular plastic junkie, whatever, which is not worth even a pruta in Beit Shemesh, but there's such a little demand compared to the quantity. There's so little there that there taka, there's inflation because there's so little of it. So there taka, the same little tchotchke which doesn't even cost anything here, taka there, not just because a person loves it. The Gemara there doesn't have a Ledidi Shavili, but there it's a market. If you were in Madai, and you were going to be Mekadesh with this, of course it works. That's worth a pruta there. It's worth 5 prutas. So if that's the case, why is it only a Safek Kiddushin? So that's what the Gemara says. Chashina Shema Shavu Pruta Amadei. We don't have, they didn't, the Gemara have Bloomberg and, you know, CNBC and Fox Business. They didn't know. But the fact that there might be a place, there might be a place in Yenemsvelt, there might be a place in Medina Sayan, which doesn't have these little tchotchkes and these tamarim. And therefore, for them, ooh, tamarim, they're worth 5 there. That itself is enough to make a suffix. Now that's a big chiddush. We should all be zoicha to be learning Kedusha and Daf Yabez and why that was relevant in and of itself. But we don't have to wait till then to see how it's relevant to us. Comes along the Grah and says, beautiful. According to the Beis Yosef, now I understand. These two Gemaras are working together. It's Lididi Shavali. I think Gemara didn't mention it there. But that's Pshat. Why? Here also. Or excuse me, there also. There. You gave the woman and she accepted it. She accepted it. Says the Grah, when she accepted it, that's the functional equivalent of Lididi Shavali. And yet, from that Gemara, you see that Lididi Shavali is not necessarily enough, because after all, maybe she's just a unique Meshugana. Oh no! But as long as there's at least one person in Madai who also pays that much for this thing, that taka works. Aye, then how come the Gemara there only said Safek? Because we're not sure. It's Chashinon. Why are we Choshe? It's a different question. But says the Grav, you leave out the Chashinon factor, it's mamish, you place it on top, it's a square on top of a square. This is the same phenomenon as the Beis Yosef understands our Gemara, as what's going on there. You have a woman in the here and now who's willing to accept, like you have a Kohen who's willing to accept. And yet you see from that Gemara that that is not alone enough. You need someone else to corroborate the market. Even one person, even far away. So too, that's how the Rambam read the Gemara, says the Beis Yosef. Kigon Rav Kahana, he's not as far away as Madai, but what's the difference? It doesn't matter where they are. It's even better here. And it says, we know Rav Kahana exists, it's not even a Safek. It's a Vada. But it's an overlapping pattern. This is a Raya, says the Gra, for the Beis Yosef's understanding of this Gemara, is that it really fits into the way you could look at that Gemara. If you see Lidi Shavili working in that Gemara, then they become mirror images. They corroborate each other. Lidi Shavili works as long as there's someone else or someplace else who also feels that way. Maybe no one else here, that doesn't matter. Then you're allowed to Lididi. But what do I want to tease out from this? Here also we see, on the one hand, a power of Lididi Shavali, and yet at the same time, apparently, it's not all-powerful. Because if you didn't have that market, you didn't have that other person, you didn't have the Rav Kahana, you didn't have Madai, it wouldn't have worked. But why not? Mamanoshach. If all we care about is that it's worth some, if it's worth a pruta or 5 slime to somebody, then why do I need Lididi Shavali? And if Lididi Shavali says subjective value is what counts, then why do I need the other person? Just like, as I said, I was asking in the Ritva also, he's giving tremendous koach to Lididi Shavali, the Ritva. It even works to move Ona. And yet, there was a limitation on the bottom of the Gemara. So we see everyone embracing, more or less, but embracing Lididi Shavali, and yet there still seems to be, whether it's according to the Ran, Darko, the Hisliakir, well, why? Why do I need that? Or whether it's according now to the Beis Yosef and the Gra, this other standard-bearing person. Why? What is going on? So what I think is kind of evident, and maybe it's very obvious, but I want to tease it out, is I think what's going on is as follows. There's really two factors. And in a general way, a lot of Acharim talk about this. For example, I'm going to mention it in a moment again specifically, but even generally on this point, the Stipler and the Kilas Yaakov and Simon Beis also mentions this idea in a specific context. I'm broadening it. And that is that we have really two factors. We have shavius, we have value, but there's also shame mamon. Now, where is shame mamon relevant? I'd say at least in two places. Number one is, as we'll get to in a minute, if you have less than a certain objective amount, let's say you have less than a pruta. So that's the Stipler's question going to be. Is it just that you have less, not enough value? Or maybe when you reach a certain, below a certain point, you don't even have mamon? That's one question. The second question, which is more immediately relevant to us, is when you have a halachic standard. If it's me buying your widgets, so who cares? I'm trading value for value. We don't need to worry about what the lamdan or the economist are touching up what happened. In the real world, it wouldn't matter. Where does it really matter? When we have not just two people selling and agreeing on a deal, but we have a halachic standard that has to be met, whether it's a pruta, a chamesh slayim. So one could theorize that really in all of those cases, we have two factors going on. I mean, in a normal situation, they're both existing invisibly. But if we deconstruct it, there's really two factors. One is that it has a certain shame mamon, and the other is that it has a certain value. If I give you five slime, that's both. And if I give you a pruta, that's both. So where does Lididi Shavali fit into that? So I think what all of these Rishonim and the Gra are getting at is that it's exactly on this fault line that we can understand the role of Lididi Shavali. Lididi Shavali cannot give a shame mamon. It cannot make a certain stand. Just like if I had $3, no one says, not any Gemara, not any Rishon, not any Achron, anywhere says, if I give you $3, that you could say Lididi Shavali 5. Why not? If I give you a wallet or a tissue that's only worth 3, you could say Lididi Shavali 5, but not if I give you money. Ironically, why not? Because if I'm giving you money, then I'm giving you mamon. That's a standard. This is $5. You can't say it's $3 any more than you can be like the famous Rav Nachman Reb Breslov story where you think you're a chicken and want to be under the table. Okay, you don't know that reference? Maybe you do. Anyway, after the show.
Chickens and
Rav Nachman, we don't know them together. Fair enough. Okay. Boys, Lidi Shavali does not allow you to be delusional. If I'm looking at $3, you can't call that $5. $3, but it's worth to me like 5. No, it's not. It's 3. But why? Because when you're dealing with shove kesef, when we're talking about value, Lididi Shavili can say that such a thing as subjective value. But it cannot give you or change the shame mamon. So, in terms of going up to reach a standard 5 slayim, if I don't even have a shame mamon, Lididi Shavili can't give me that. Can't make it a sella. Can't make it mamon. But if I'm already in the door for that, but then I still have a second question. I need to have the right amount of mamon. I need a value. Oh, Lididi Shavili can give me shavius. Can't give me shame mamon, but it can give me shavius. Subjectivity can help with value, but it can't create a shame mamon where there is none. And therefore, that I think is what's going on here. Each one of these various shitas, l'shitasam, but I think they're agreeing on that point. And each one of them is, whether it's a hard or a soft limitation of Lididi Shavali, is because for them, whatever it is that they require is what gives you that other thing. So whether it's the Ran's Adarko l'syaker, which is really a chiddush, that's maybe a little bit harder to understand, but we're going to get to the Ran in a minute again, so hold off on that. But especially with the Beis Yosef, or with the Rambam, if the Beis Yosef is correct, and the Gra, that's where having another person, here or there, which is fascinating in terms of Chazal's way ahead of the curve sense of a global economy, but even if it's here, like Rav Kahana, he lives down the block from me. I can be Hamish, I don't have to be so sophisticated to know about Rav Kahana. And yet, the fact that there's someone else, that already apparently gives you a shame mamon. That's not me just making something up. Then, okay, well, the fact that he does it, what does that do with me? So the answer is no, I'm also like that, Lididi Shavali. This will also explain it's a beautiful piece here, so I brought it in. Stipler has a beautiful explanation of the Ran, not about the Rambam, but with the Ran himself, which also fits in beautifully. Why? Because the Ran on our Gemara, on our Daf, which is on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph and the Daf Arif, has a suffix. Ani mistapek. B'dober she'eno shava pruta, imotzi amra lididi shavali. Oh, now we have akasha. And this is a real kedusha nafkamina. It's one thing if the sudr was worth to a kahana 3, and he said it's worth 5. Or in the case of the ritva, you're selling somebody something, and it's really only worth 5, but he says it's worth 6. So we're in the ballpark anyway. What if we're not looking to go up, but we're looking down? If you have something that's not even worth a pruta, which is the minimum shear, and then a person says, oh, but for me it's worth a pruta. So do you say that's the whatever you hold about Lidi Shavali from 5 to 6, is that the same from no pruta to a pruta or not? Now clearly we understand it's a bigger chiddush. That's a bigger leap. It's similar, and maybe even bigger, but it's at least the same as asking the Shaila, do I get to count as a halachic? You know, I think it's a bigger chiddush even than the Onah Shaila. Because it's not, that's already a bigger chiddush than Stam business of saying it meets a halachic standard. But here we're going from to go from 0 to 1 is harder. You know, it's the halakhic parallel to, you know, the first million is harder than the next 99. To go from nothing to something is harder than going from something to a lot of something. So to go from no pruta to a pruta, do we really say that? So sure enough, in our Gemara, the Ran doesn't really answer. He's not miyashiv. He lives as a suffix. But the Stipler points out that the Ran that we already mentioned on Madai, Taka could be seen as answering the question. Why? Because the case of Kitchabatamra, you're Makadish for something where, wherever you are, it doesn't work. It's not a pruta. And then the Gemara says, Safik, Korn Rishonim Da'araisa even, because maybe somewhere else. So why do we say that? Why do we need that? Why don't we just say the woman accepted the Chachka, Ledidi Shavali? She's saying it's worth a pruta. And then says the Stipler, you see from the fact that doesn't work there. It only works because there's this other person to help close the. You say, oh no, but since it might be worth in Madai. But if you wouldn't have had that, Lididi Shavali alone is not enough to go from less than a pruta to a pruta. It's only hand in hand with Madai. You understand? The Chashin Shavali Shavali Pruta Madai, what the Stipler was pointing out, which the Gra already pointed out, it's working off the Gra as well. Is that even though that Gemara didn't mention Lididi Shavali, but we're reading Lididi Shavali into that Gemara. But once we read Lididi Shavali in the Gemara, the question is, why isn't Lididi Shavali enough? Why do we need Madai? The same way we asked, why do we need that there's some other person setting the market, what the Beis Yosef said. Why do we need that? If you believe in Lididi Shavali, why is that enough? Monav Shach.
Is the Kabbalah that the Isha makes necessarily Lididi Shavali? I never understood
that. What
if she accepts half of half a pruta coin?
That's exactly this, the Ron's and the Stifler's question. Exactly.
But certainly, she can't say Ledidi Shavali on half a pruta coin. On a Shavu Kesef, I understand.
Oh!
Half a pruta coin.
Good.
She couldn't say that. So that shows.
What?
But she accepted it anyway, right? There's something technically about her Kabbalah.
So what I'm trying to say, so the Ledidi Shavali I said before, whether it's in Pidgin Aben or in Kedushin, does not work on money. That's just definitional. It's like saying, to me, this is not a table, it's a chair. No, it's not. It's a table. I'm just thinking of a philosophy class I took in college, which actually asked the question, what defines something as a something? It's called phenomenology. Anyway, I didn't really learn it so well because Nebuch, in the middle of the semester, my professor got sick and I think he eventually died. So the whole semester kind of fell apart, unfortunately. But I remember that was like the first day of class. I'm like, okay. And I was a philosophy major. Anyway. But let's assume that, so a kesef does not work. You're right. But Lidi Shavali does work on Shavu Kesef. So I ask you, Yaakov, according to the Ran, when she says Lidi Shavali is worth, I give a tchotchke is not worth a pruta, now she wants to say it is worth. Or let's say, in Pidgin Aben, to make it easier for a second, before we get to the pruta, not pruta. In Pidgin Aben, you give a tchotchke, you give a scarf, it's only worth 3, the Kai says to me it's worth 5. And the Ran, Lamashal says, that's only good if you have the Beis Yosef says, for the Rambam, that only works if you have someone else confirming the market for you. Why? Why isn't Lididi Shavali enough?
I'm saying the case of Tamra may not be a Lididi Shavali case.
Okay, so good. So, I'm saying, so the Gra, by. So I'm saying, that's. It's a fair Ha'ara. I'm just pointing out that the Stipler didn't make up. That's already. When the Gra connected the two Gemaras, the Gemara. Oh, he was basically saying, it's tantamount. If you know there's a halachic standard, whether the standard is Pruta for Kedushin or Chamesh Slaim for Pidgin Aben, and you accept something in exchange for that, that is tantamount to Lididi Shavali. Because after all, there is a standard. I left out one thing, which maybe helps, at least in the Kitcha B'Tamar one, which is that the Ran and all the other Rishonim ask on that Gemara. Just forget the Lomdus, just on the Gemara. How could that possibly matter? We have a rule, Ein Lehekdesh Ela Makomo Ushaito, which is basically a rejection of a global economy, right? At least in the context of Hekdesh and Kiddushin's Hekdesh, etc. But no, you can't. If you want to know how much did this person give to the Beis Hamikdash, he took a netter to give 100, and now he gives he gives something that's only worth 50 in the makolet, and he says no. But if you go to Mada, it's worth 100. Does he count? Does that count for his nedava? Of course not. Ein lehekdish. But when I bought it a week ago, it was worth. Yeah, but the market dropped. Now we care what you're giving to the Beis Hamikdash. You're giving something that's worth less to the Beis Hamikdash. Ein lehekdish elam kamo shehaito. So who cares what's worth in Madai? But here it's not worth a pruta. That's all the Rishonim asked that question on Daf Yud Beis. So what's the Ran's answer? I should have mentioned this before, I'm sorry. It's not just the Gra. The first person who read the Din Shavali to that Gemara was the Ran. Because the Ran on Daf Vav Amar Aleph in the Rif, where Daf Yud Beis on this commentary Gemara, there he says, you know how you get out of that question? Kevin Shehi Nisratza Behen Havela Ki'ilu Amar Ledin Shavali. I'm not saying you had to read the Gemara that way. Or every Rishon reads the Gemara that way. The Ran himself is the one who reads the Gemara into it. So the stipler asks, Mamanoshach, once you say it's Lididi Shavali, why do you need Madai? And in our Gemara, once you say Lididi Shavali, why do you need that there's someone else who does it also? For the Beis Yosef. Or even the Darko Lisyakar for him. So says the stipler, it's the same Yisod that we said before. I'll just read you some of his Lashon, because it's really quite beautiful. He says it so nicely. V'hainu, the Lididi Shavali, lo mahani, ela dehecha de kfar hu mamon. You already have a shame mamon. Rak shechasr hashir, you need a certain value. You need 5 sloyim, etc. Because after all, the scarf in Rav Kahana's case was worth a pruta. It just wasn't worth enough. Al kalponim shavapruta, rak shechasr hashir shachamesh sloyim. Oh, when you're missing a certain value to reach a certain shir, ubazem mahani lididi shavali lachshivo kishavahe sloyim. That helps to get to 5. Aval kishein bo din mamon kalal. Well, you don't even have the status of mamon. Yevsher lemechas alei toras mamon. Bachmas shavel zeh. Because it's worth it to you, it does not give it the stamp of the approval of the Federal Reserve, so to speak. It doesn't make it kesef. It doesn't make it mamon. It may have the value to you, but it doesn't make it mamon. And therefore, he says, getting back to the Ran. Venir de sover haran. There's a global economy in the sense that if you want to know if something has the status of mammon, we don't just look at the dollar, we look at the franc, we look at the lira, we look at the ruble. We look at other economies, not just where we are. We do look at the global economy. We're not limited to time, at least certainly not to place, let's put it that way. If it's worth a pruta somewhere, that gives it a shei mamon everywhere. Aye, but what about the rule, ein lehekdesh ela makom v'shaito? That was referring to value, not to shei mamon. You don't need makom v'shaito to give you shei mamon. You can get shei mamon from somewhere else. But, okay, great. So, but the Beis Hamikdash is going to say that's great. It's nice in the Beis Hamikdash to talk about all these things, but you or Mitznah, they have 100 shekels to the Beis Hamikdash. You're not giving it. You're only giving 50. Aye, but in Madai it's worth 100. So what? Ein lehekdesh el makom v'shaito for the value. The pigeon aben. But what's the difference if you, the father, say, oh, but I love the scarf. For me to part with it, it's worth 5 shekel. Who cares if it wouldn't be worth it to the kohen? The didi shavali can give you shavius, but it couldn't give you shei mamon. And what the Ran, and here beautifully now it overlaps with what we were saying from the Gra and the Beis Yosef, are telling us is that there is really two factors. There's Shei Mamon and there's Shavius. Shei Mamon is objective. And the Chiddush, at least according to some of these Mefarshim, is that it may be objective, but it can be accomplished in numerous ways. Just because it's objective doesn't mean there's only one way to get there. Global economy, Darko L'Hisyaker, there are other ways to get there. But all those things get you is Shei Mamon. They're not enough to get you Shavius. And Mitzad Sheni, just Lididi Shavali wouldn't give you Shei Mamon. There's two separate things. That's why you need both. whether the Darko court, which we saw originally, or as we're now seeing a repeating pattern, needs someone else to have corroborated that market. Whether it's a Rav Kahana who's down the block from you, or it's Madai. Once you have that, that's a lot, but not everything. That gives you Shemamon. What that gives you, Ladi Shavali couldn't give you, but that's also not enough. Because you need, say, Kedushin or Pidgin Aben, you need a certain objective standard.
Somebody got a rab is somewhere in the world needing something, isn't that the same as Shavkut of Madai? Is that more than Ladi Shavali?
No, because that if there's a Gabba Rabba somewhere in the world who would need it, that, according to what we're saying, gives you Shemamon. But if the Kohen who you're giving the Pidgin Aben to is not that guy, then it wouldn't matter. You wouldn't be able to say to him, no, but it's worth it because over there they do pay five for it. That's why you need the Deed Shavali. That's exactly the point.
I think Rambam says that even if it's not worth five to the Kohen, it works anyway.
Yeah, but it's worth a Pruta. It's worth a Pruta. In other words, one level of Chiddush is to say you meet a halachic standard. It's an even bigger Chiddush, or it's different, and I would say even bigger, if you would say it could go from nothing to something.
According to the Rambam, we would say that because it's worth a Pruta to someone somehow, somewhere, it always is a Mamon.
Exactly.
So it worked for Ishus, it worked for Kiddushin. But the Gabe, Pidua, not.
No, you still need that. You still need. I understand where you're going, Akiva. I think I do, so let me try to answer you, and if I didn't, then you'll tell me. What we're now saying is when we read that Rambam and the Ran, everyone said, well, there's no qualifications in the Rambam. He seems to say it works for anything. So now let's read it differently. The Rambam said it wasn't worth Chamesh Sloim and didn't. So now what we're saying is, yes, that's true. It doesn't matter what it's worth, as long as it was worth at least a Pruta. It had to have a Shemamon. When the Rambam said it doesn't matter what it's worth as long as the Kohen is willing to accept it, that is assuming, according to this pshat, that it had a Shemamon. As long as it has a Shemamon, then it doesn't matter how little it is. If the Kohen says it's worth five Sloim, it's enough. Now that is a bigger Chiddush, I said before, than just two guys selling something in the shuk. But that alone wouldn't have been enough, just because for me it's worth it, to say you went from nothing to something. Even the Rambam, this is what we're saying, even the Rambam, who gave no qualifications, he gave no qualifications because he's talking about the Shavali. The Shavali only operates in the arena of Shaveh, of value. The Rambam, we're suggesting, is not disagreeing. The Rambam also understands that you need to have an objective way to get to Shemamon. Now, there's going to be a machlokes. What gets you to Shemamon? Does Darko Lisyaker help? Which is, I think, a bigger Chiddush. But certainly, the idea of other people corroborating, having a market, even if it's in a different place or it's only a minority of people, that's enough. If you have Shemamon, you still need, though, this basically apokos v'shavar pruta. If there's nobody else anywhere, if we knew for sure, it were chayshinim b'madai. But nowadays, I'm just theorizing. If I'd be a dayan nowadays, in this case, would happen. Would you still say, well, she has to get, when we say suffix mikudeshes, I think, as I've told you, that's the worst of everything. You can't live together and you needed to get. She can't live with anybody. So would you make such a chumra now because chashin and shemesh avimutu b'madai? So I don't know. This is l'halach v'lo l'maisa. But maybe even if you had a case nowadays that exactly mirrored that case, maybe nowadays you would say, well, we don't have to be chashchoshesh. We have CNBC, we have Bloomberg. I ask everyone to go. I have all my Hamish guys who are holding in every, the guys who are in current, some of the biggest guys in the world in currency trading are from. We'll find out if it's really worth that anywhere. And Mamadashach, then if it is, it'll work. And if it doesn't, then she's not in Mugudajas. In their world, they didn't know. So the Chumra is Rechoshish. Now, it could be that even nowadays Rechoshish because there's some tribe in Africa, maybe that counts. I don't know. My point is just that even there, according to this approach, you needed something to give you Shemamon. Her willingness, I love him so much, or not to forget, I love him so much. I take that back, I misspoke. I love this Chachka so much that for me it's worth Shavapruta. That would not be enough, even according to the Rambam Akiva. Because the Rambam, even in, just like it wouldn't necessarily work even in Pinyin Aben, if you didn't already have Shem Mamon. Now, if you give a Kohen something that's worth four, you already have Shem Mamon by yourself. But if you gave, what I'm trying to say is, if you gave the Kohen something that wasn't worth a Pruta, and he said, L'didi Shavali, that would not work, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that, but I'm assuming it. based on our mahalach. I'm just going to want to tell you two last things. Do you mind? We started late. Can we go in 5 more minutes? Okay, because it's a little bit later than usual because we started later. I'm sorry. Two quick things, and then we'll call it a day. Now that we realize that this is really just yet another topic of Shava Kesef, just like Shirai was a really now subset of the Shava Kesef Sogya, and now the Shavali is a new subset of Shava Kesef. Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, okay, but what if the Shava Kesef is not worth a Pruta? Okay, the Shavali. So now let's go back to, and we're talking about Pidgin Aben, Tosfos on Daf Beis. Tosfos on Daf Beis had asked, how did the Mishnah know the Shava Kesef Ke Kesef works in Kiddushin? There's no Gemara anywhere that gives me a proof. And Tosfos said, I'll give you other examples in Halacha, where Shava Kesef does work, and yet in those cases there was a Makor, a Drasha. And there was one example, and then as part of his question, Tosfos say, and after all, Pidgin HaBen. You can already imagine the guys in the yeshiva in Tosfos, well, Rebbe, what do you mean? You have to give Chamesh Swine. Who said Shava Kesef even works with Pidgin HaBen? So Tosfos says, Kahana. Go look on Daf Ches. I know we're only on Daf Beis, not Talmidim. Go look on Daf Ches. The Gemara mentions a Rav Kahana, and it doesn't say like he was some outlaw. It's clear that it worked in Rav Kahana's case. Oh, so you see there, the Shava Kesef Ke Kesef works even at Pidgin HaBen, and there's a Makor. So that was what Tosfos then asked the question, how come there's no Makor? But there's the Klal Prado Klal. There's the Klal Prado Klal. There is. That's what Tosfos said. The Gemara in Shavuos. Okay? So there's a sefer which I have at home of the Shiurim of Rabbi Leib Malin. I don't know if either of you are familiar with Rabbi Leib Malin. Two of the three of you should be, because he was also from Brooklyn. He's not alive anymore. He wasn't originally from Brooklyn. He was one of the most famous Talmid Chachamim in the Mir in Shanghai. He was that his age, that's his tekufa, that's his background. When he survived and got to America, so I don't know all of the politics, but it seems just from the outside, he wasn't the Kalmanovitz, he wasn't from the big family, so he didn't start Mir Brooklyn, because he was just a Talmud, but he started Beis HaTalmud. That's Beis HaTalmud. Is that Bensonhurst? So is this. So it's not Borough Park. It's definitely not Borough Park. Beis HaTalmud.
Borough Park is stretched into Bensonhurst.
I think it's Bensonhurst. Either way, you know, you've heard of Beis HaTalmud. So that's from Leib Malin. Beis HaTalmud is a Mir offshoot. It was started by this great Gaon, Leib Malin. So he has Shurim, the Shurim of Rabbi Leib Malin. So he has a Simen Chav Dalet, a very small piece, about Shava Kesef. He's working off of this Tosis. And he asks the question. It starts off as like a very simple question, but his answer ends up getting to a very interesting place. He says, when Tosis asked the question about, hey, we see that Pidgin HaBen works with Shava Kesef also, Tosis said, Kigon Rav Kahana, the Shakal Sudra. So Leib Malin asked, that's like a secondary stage of our Gemara. If I wanted to ask you, tell me the line in the Gemara that taught us that Shava Kesef works for Pidgin HaBen, what's the line of the Gemara? Before you got to Rav Kahana, you had a Brisa, the Brisa that Rav Yosef quoted, Egel Zela Pidgin Beni. So he asked, it kind of starts off like it's kind of like a cutesy or almost kind of funny question. How come, he asked, Tosas didn't bring a proof from the original Makor, the Brisa? Rav Kahana is a story that corroborates the Brisa, but we don't bring proof. You know, this is not like if you don't have anything else, a Maisa Rav is a nice proof. But if you have a Brisa, then that's the source. It's like saying, you know, there's a din that you're supposed to, cover your eyes when you say Shema. After all, I saw the Rosh Hashiva do it. if there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, the raya is not that the Rosh Hashiva did it. It's that if I ask you how do you know to do it, it's not because it's a Maisa Rav, it's because the Shulchan Aruch says so. So if there's a Brisa that says it works, then that's the reason. So why do you give me the story that illustrates the Brisa? The Brisa is the Makor. So from that kind of almost, I would call it almost a funny question, why did Tosfos ask from that, not from that? He says the following Chiddush. He says that just from that alone, we wouldn't have known that Shava Kesef Ke Kesef. Only from the Rav Kahana L'Didi Shavali version do we know that Shava Kesef works for Pidgin HaBen. Why? Because just from the Brisa of Egel Zeh L'Pidgin Beni, which works, if you mention the Chamesh Slime, that might have taught us that, how did he put it? Did he write down his Lashon? He says, Kol Mili Mahani. Meaning that, what he tries to say is, kesef as a status, there's a din kesef, and shava kesef is a status. Even in a case where we say kesef and shava kesef work, that's not the same thing. Catch this. Tell me what you think, but this is what he says. That's not the same thing saying anything works. Anything works is saying there are no standards. Shava kesef and kesef is there are standards, but this thing can be met with either kesef or shava kesef. It's a din. Mahani b'kolmili is that there are no standards. Anything works. So he says, if you just knew the brisa of egel zila pigeon b'ni, maybe it's teaching me shava kesef. It's a din. Or maybe it's just an indicator that there is no din, there is no standard. Anything that's valuable to the kohen works. Only when we get, he says, to the second stage, the story, this is not, if he's right, it's a very ingenious way of reading the Gemara. The story is of Rav Kahana is not just corroborating the Braisa, it's actually expanding on it or adding a new chiddush to it. And that is that once we bring in the Didi Shavali, so then we see we're not just saying anything works. We're saying that there must be a din shava kesef. And then the question is, how do you evaluate whether you have enough shavius in your shava kesef? And Rav Kahana's chiddush is that even I'm sorry, 1 minute. That even the din shava, do you need it now? You didn't hear me, darn it. Of the din shava. So working backwards, he says, from the fact that the Gemara brings in Ladidi Shavali, that shows that it doesn't just work with anything. That there's a certain standard. That there's a standard of Shava Kesef implies that there's a din of Kesef. Okay, and now so there we see that it's ironically working backwards. Once you need Ladidi Shavali, that shows that it's a din Shava Kesef in Pidgin Aben. Well, if there's a din Shava Kesef in Pidgin Aben, so why do I need the din Ladidi Shavali? So he says more or less the same thing, getting at it from a very funny way. He says more or less the same thing as the stipler and what we had said before in the Gra. And that is that you see that Ladi Shavali is building on something. Once you have Kesef, and how do I know I have Kesef? Because Din Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, that's a formal Din. Once I have that, then I can have a separate thing, which is that once I have a Shem Kesef, which is a Din, which according to Tosfos needs a Limud. Remember, this is what we discussed all back in Elul. It's not obvious, because it's not just about Shavius. According to Tosfos, it's not obvious. You need a Gzeres HaKosov, you need a Drusha. Because there's a certain din of Shava Kesef Kekesef. And then that gives me Shem Mamon, and that needed a Chiddush, because I wouldn't have imagined that just a towel has Shem Mamon. That's the Riboy of Shava Kesef Kekesef, the Drusha. Now, Kamash Malon, I can add or subtract Shavius based on subjectivity. So even though it's in a different place, but it's the same two factors going on. I'll just end with one last thing, which is that there's an Avnei Nezer who has a tshuva on Shava Kesef Kekesef. He said, is Shava Kesef Kekesef really literally it's Kekesef? Or does it just mean that it is considered essentially that because I could always sell it and get the money? Or do you need that second factor? Do you have to add that, or we don't even need to get to that? So he wants to bring a proof, Avnei Nezer, that it really is purely Kekesef. You don't need the selling thing from the fact that Ladidi Shavali works. Because after all, if it's Ladidi Shavali, but if I sold it, I wouldn't get the amount, because it's not shoved to anybody else, but it's worth to me. So the fact that the shoveli means counts as 5 slayim, it can't be because I could sell it for 5 slayim. Because I wouldn't have been able to only sell it for 3. The fact that we say that the shoveli even works for 5 slayim shows that shoved kesef kesef is pure shoved kesef kesef. It's pure, you don't need anything else. In and of itself it is. So in light of what we're saying now with the stipler, and we could actually disagree with that. In the sense that the Avnei Nezer is assuming that it's all operating on one level of this kind of a formal Shem Mamon. But if you assume that somehow Ladi Shavali gives him that, but if you say that Ladi Shavali doesn't give you that at all, you needed that from somewhere else, you needed the formal Shem Mamon. Ladi Shavali just gave me Shavius. So then it could be the Shava Kesef Kekesef really requires that to be able to be sold. Why? Because that's what gives you the market, that's what gives you Shem Mamon. And then the Shavali just says, even if there's an abstract market far away, I can tie myself to that. And anyway, that's like a little bit of a bow on top. If you didn't get it, it's not so necessary. And if we're holding it up, I feel bad. But the main point was the 3 points we saw until now, with, again, I think consistently we see that pattern of the two factors, and we see a certain koach of the Shavali, but also the limitation of it. Okay, Shkayach.